With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has cleared the final procedural hurdle for a three-bill spending package that sets up a final vote later in the day. Lawmakers racing to avoid a partial government shutdown. President Trump says he may decide to invoke the Insurrection Act, allowing him to either deploy troops to Minneapolis or federalize the Minnesota National Guard to help restore order. The threat comes after another night of violent demonstrations. The protesters hampering ICE agents as they try to enforce U.S. immigration policy in Minneapolis. One protester was shot and injured after allegedly attacking an officer with a shovel. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
The adult male then retreated inside of the residence, where he remained inside and refused to come out. Eventually, federal agents made entry into the residence, and the individual was brought to an ambulance where he has been transported to the hospital.
Venezuela's opposition leader pays a visit to President Trump at the White House today.
After ousting Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, President Trump agreed to meet with Nobel Prize winner Maria Corina Machado. However, he has opted not to endorse her. Instead, he is backing acting President Delcy Rodriguez. Ahead of Machado's White House visit, the president spoke with Rodriguez yesterday, describing it as a great conversation.
President Trump gains a close reprieve in the Senate on Venezuela.
Senate Republicans voted to dismiss a war powers resolution Wednesday that would have limited President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks on Venezuela. Two GOP senators, Josh Hawley of Missouri and Todd Young of Indiana, reversing course on supporting the legislation under pressure from the president.
And that is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. A winning session so far on Wall Street today. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 377 points. This is SRN News. More churches are closing down these days than are opening. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new study from Lifeway Research reveals that for 2024, the last year for which all the data is in, about 3,800 new Protestant churches opened in this country. However, that same year, roughly 4,000 churches closed their doors. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell finds a silver lining, saying, quote, given recent declines in Americans identifying as Christians, churches show a remarkable ability to remain open even with fewer attendees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state laws barring males from playing on female sports teams in school. During arguments this week, at least five of the six conservatives on the nine-member court indicated they'll rule that the laws do not violate either the Constitution nor the landmark Title IX statute, the one designed to protect women's sports. This is SRN News. In case there was any doubt, soccer, known overseas as football, remains wildly popular. Here's Rich Thomason.
World Soccer's governing body has received more than 500 million ticket requests for this year's World Cup. Outside the host countries, the most requests come from Germany, England, and Brazil. FIFA is asking for up to $8,600 per ticket, although after criticism, it did announce $60 tickets for every game available through national federations. The most requested match, Colombia versus Portugal, June 27th in Miami Gardens, Florida. Rich Thomason reporting.
Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players who allegedly tried to fix games as recently as last season. It's what they're calling a scheme to rig NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games to earn quick profits. More on these stories can be found at srnnews.com.